It is not so easy, believe me, to write a simple song. I have no pretension of having written something very original. It is not original. So the way I treated it perhaps is. I leave that to future generations. But to unite all these ideals in one melody, well, finally I succeeded after much work and much time. Now, as you perhaps will see from the notes of the program, this hymn comes in its full form only at the end of the symphony. The whole symphony is built upon this hymn. And my idea was that the audience, the American people, you, all of you, would sing this song. When I conducted the work in Amsterdam in 1929, there was a chorus at the Concertgebouw of 400 Dutch people who came singing by heart and from memory in English, please, this song. It was very beautiful. But Mr. Goossens, an English conductor, if you please, gave the symphony in 1944 and rehearsed the audience, as we will do tonight, and have the 3,000 or 4,000 people sing and join at the end of the symphony. Now you see, this symphony is your symphony. I hope I wrote a good work that you may come at the end and sing it with us, with the orchestra, with me. Much more than music, a kind of heart, giving our hearts to our great country in faith, not only in what is now, but in what has to come and can come, an example to all of humanity, of no discrimination, of unity, of different people, different races, different tongues, all that, all coming together. The Whitman idea, the idea that Abraham Lincoln had. The work is divided in three parts, you will see that on the program. Well, what I will do is this. You have copies of this very simple tune. We are going to have the organ and the trumpet, first trumpet, play this tune, and you follow on your little sheet, and you hum it for yourself. Then I will ask you to sing it with the organ and the trumpet, and then I will ask you to sing it a third time with the full orchestra, making you sound to stand up, because one sings better when one is up. And for America, we have to stand up. Not, please, not for Ernest Bloch, for America. Then we get, and you, I make you, and you sing, and then you sit down and go back a few centuries before the white man came, the Indian, the soil, and as this anthem that you will have heard three times, the whole symphony is built upon it, you will cooperate with all of us and follow the growth, the ups and downs of America. And of course, the terrible thing of the finale, which is very ugly at times. It was 1926, a sad period. I foresaw the collapse that was coming in the false prosperity, but reconstruction after that and hopes in the future. So I ask your cooperation. We are going first to play the anthem for organ and trumpet, and you follow it on your programs, on the little sheet you have, and then we'll sing. Now let's try.